April 3rd, the Daily Stoic. Deceived and divided. Circumstances are what deceive us. You must be discerning in them. We embrace evil before good. We desire the opposite of what we once desired. Our prayers are at war with our prayers, our plans with our plans. Seneca, Moral Letters, 45.6. Now, this isn't in the text, but I'm going to add this little thought to what I'm reading about Seneca. He must understand women. They do change their mind. And now that I read the next passage, the first two words, a woman, and I have to laugh. All right, on to the text. A woman says she wants to meet a nice guy and get married, yet she spends all of her time around jerks. A man says he wishes he could find a great job, but he hasn't actually bothered to do the looking. Business executives try to pursue two different strategies at the same time, straddling, it's called, and they are shocked when they succeed at neither. All of these people, just as if often true for us too, are deceived and divided. One hand is working against the other. As Martin Luther King once put it, there is something of a civil war going on within all of our lives, a war inside each individual between the good parts of their soul and the bad. The Stoics say that that war is usually a result of our conflicting desires, our screwed up judgments, or biased thoughts. We don't stop and ask, okay, what do I really want? What am I actually after here? If we did, we'd notice the contradictory and inconsistent wishes that we have, and then we'd stop working against ourselves. A Year with C.S. Lewis, The Gentle Slope of Nothing. Actually, The Gentle Slope to Nothing is what it says. Screwtape reveals nothing. The Christians describe the enemy as one without whom nothing is strong, and nothing is very strong. Strong enough to steal away a man's best years, not in sweet sins, but in a dreary flickering of the mind over it knows not what and knows not why, in the gratification of curiosities so feeble that the man is only half aware of them, in drumming of fingers and kicking of heels, in whistling tunes that he does not like, or in the long, dim labyrinth of reveries that have not even lust or ambition to give them a relish, but which once chance association has started them, the creature is too weak and fuddled to shake off. You will say that these are very small sins, and doubtless, like all young tempters, you are anxious to be able to report spectacular wickedness. But do remember, the only thing that matters is the extent to which you separate the man from the enemy. It does not matter how small the sins are, provided that their cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light and out into the nothing. Murder is no better than cards if cards can do the trick. Indeed, the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts. From the Screwtape Letters. In 1960, after learning of the return of Joy's cancer, Jack and Joy vacation in Greece with Roger Lanson Green and his wife Joy. Jesus Calling. In him, you have everything. In him, you are complete. Your capacity to experience him is increasing through his removal of debris and clutter from your heart. As your yearning for him increases, other desires are gradually lessening. Since he is infinite and abundantly accessible to you, desiring him above all else is the best way to live. It is impossible for you to have a need that he cannot meet. After all, he created you and everything that is. The world is still at his beck and call, though it often appears otherwise. Do not be fooled by appearances. Things that are visible are brief and fleeting, while things that are invisible are everlasting. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. 2 Corinthians 4:18.